I believe God has always had a special relationship with the Jewish people. In my evangelistic efforts, I have never felt called to single out the Jews as Jews. Just as Judaism frowns on proselytizing that is coercive or that seeks to commit men against their will, so do I. Those words were written and just issued to the press by Dr. Billy Graham. When you consider the fact that Dr. Graham is the leading evangelist in the nation and probably in the world today, they assume unprecedented importance. Dr. Graham returned recently from a trip throughout sections of the United States and became concerned about reports over growing acts of psychological harassment, deception, and intimidation carried out by fervid young evangelists against Jewish young people on public high school and college campuses. In addition, there were episodes of disruption of Jewish religious services by Campus Crusade for Christ types, as is the recent case of Portland, Oregon, and Dr. Graham became troubled about the deteriorating effect of such incidents on Christian-Jewish relations. At the request of Billy Graham, I visited with him recently at his lovely mountaintop home in Montreat, North Carolina, and we spent 3 hours together reviewing virtually every aspect of relationships between Christians and Jews here and abroad. Finally, Dr. Graham decided on his own initiative to issue his statement clarifying for the first time publicly his opposition to proselytizing the Jewish community, his commitment to American pluralism, in which all religious and racial groups are full partners, and his conviction that Judaism, as he told me, possesses a covenant from God, which is eternal, forever, and not subject to abrogation. Dr. Graham makes an important distinction between conversion and proselytization, which I find sensible. Conversion involves an act of private conscience. Proselytization calls for a concerted strategy to undermine the religious commitments of another group. In an open democratic society, conversion is inevitable and is a two-way traffic between Christians who become Jews and individual Jews who become Christians. But proselytization against an entire group is absolutely off-limits and impermissible, Billy Graham declares. Dr. Graham has also taken firm positions in the past condemning anti-Semitism, and he has been a strong supporter of Israel on the basis of deep biblical conviction, and also has been extremely helpful to the cause of Soviet Jews. Based on his most recent statement on the permanent value of Judaism and other positive convictions that he shared with me during our meeting in Montreat, I am persuaded that Dr. Graham is destined to make a fundamental and lasting contribution to the improvement of Jewish-Christian understanding that may well become a historic turning point in relations between evangelical Christians and Jews. This is Rabbi Mark Tannenbaum of the American Jewish Committee.